San Francisco Commonwealth Club and World Affairs Council, October
3, 1979. And under the Tunzi and the Kunani Tang, and Sawani and the Larching and Sure, and Tan is the Kundu Nabasolia Shiala.
Mr. Brassington, Mr. Hagee, other office bearers of the Commonwealth Club of California and World Affairs Council of Northern California and friends. I'm honored to be able to have this opportunity to speak to you today, and I thank you for this opportunity.
Now, this is part of my formality. Now I'm going to speak my own English. Now, my very nature is very informality. So, if something wrong with that, and also because of my poor English, if something wrong, you must understand. You must please apologize. I apologize. Right from the beginning, I made mistake. Now, they mentioned Tibet and China. Tibet and China. But I would like to say something as he introduced myself, me, something he mentioned about the moral things. I would like to say something about that. So as a man, as a person who believe religion or Buddhism, Buddha Dharma, naturally, in my viewpoint, the ethic or the moral principle is the one of the key foundation of man's human society. So whether you are believer or non-believer, that, you see, moral principle is to accept, or we must accept these principle thing. You see, today's world and 1,000 years back, world situation, and certain thing, we are fortunately much happier in certain way because of the result of the development of science and technology. At the same time, in certain way, we have more problem, more suffer. You see, in the past, though there are wars, killing each other, such things happen, but very small scale. Nowadays, when war started, the millions of people or human soul, perished or suffer. So you see, so here, in the field of technology and science, we are not lacking. We are very much advanced. I'm no doubt we will succeed. And of course, it is beneficial and useful for humankind. But at the same time, we should not neglect on the side of, you see, moral principle, the ethical side. If we just wholly concentrate on just a material progress and neglect or forget or the, you see, the moral side, it seems quite sure the next generation, 21st centuries and 22nd centuries, I think we will have a great, great destruction or real unhappiness for future mankind. This is quite definite. So you see, the balance, the material power must from the either you call religious, spiritual side, or in any way, the certain principle on the based of love, compassion, the clear realization of human beings. Now here you see, no matter what you are practice of religion, what kind of religion you practice, or what kind of nationality, what kind of culture, what kind of ideology, in political ideology or economic ideology, what kind of you follow, doesn't matter. All these are, each different faith or each different ideology, there are good points as well as bad points. So, you see, we cannot say this ideology or this religion is something better. You cannot say. It depends on the circumstances. Under certain circumstances, the certain ideology, certain faith is more useful than the other. So, on this world, you see, variety, these ideology, faiths are, I think, very useful for whole mankind. At the same time, basically, all these things are the surface, difference of surface, superficial or surface. On deep down, we everybody are human. The real nature of human being is, I think, by nature, we have a feeling that I'm a human being, the feeling of I. Now I'm talking on the conventional level. If we explain about self-nature in deeper viewpoint, then you see it is complicated. But here I'm just talking a feeling of I, which that feeling, the experiencing, even you see small child who cannot speak, who cannot expression, still he have the feeling. It have the feeling, that sort of, you see, feeling of I. Now from that, on that basis, we have a nature feeling that I want happiness. I do not want suffering. That feeling is automatically there. Now from that basis, we are leading our, daily life we lead our whole life from that feeling. Physical is not going or not lead as a mission goes. But our physical with a consciousness, with certain desire, feeling, the consciousness feeling, with that we are moving. We are trying to gain something on the basis of that feeling. Now from that, all people, no matter what color, nationality, what faith, what culture, all people are same. And from that, all people have the right to be happiness, to be happy, and have the right to get rid of suffering. Now that is the basis. Now The moral principle, or you see, when we speak the moral thing, first we must realize the real value of humanity, human. And the recognition, clear recognition of the value of human being. On your own self, I am human being. Same case, the other peoples, other fellow men, must recognize as a something, what do you call, the valuable, the same kind, and then we must understand their feeling, and with that we must respect other people's, you see, right, and we must share other people's suffering, and we must concern the other people's welfare. So in another word, you see, the kindness, the real love and compassion is the key point, you see. If oneself show to other the kind, real, kind and warm heart and respectfully, then naturally the other people feel, or respond, generally speaking, the other people, if you other people naturally show the same attitude, from that we can develop a real trust on each other. From that we can develop a real unity, real harmony, genuine cooperation, in order to solve not one or two problem, but you see, real problem, problem which we humankind are going to face. Now you see, many scientists are saying that some sort of, you see, prediction, the due to population, what you call, increasing population and limited resources of world, this sort of thing. And also, you see, clearly we have big problem there, you see, in this world. Now, in the past, you see, world remained as a something isolated to each other. From that, people thought this is something, in psychologically, you are something, independent or something isolated. Not necessarily, Kasore, in other words, not knowing much to each other, right?
About
each other. Now you see world becoming and smaller, much come closer. Under such circumstances, now you see such nation, certain nation are very rich, certain nation are quite poor, certain nation are very, in great poverty, this sort of thing. Now, sooner or later, I think some problem will arise because of these conditions. So now you see, we must take care about these things. So here, and another word, in a human society, in society, very nature of human society, is something dependent on each other. You just alone, one human being cannot survive without other friends or other community member. So you see, our nature is something dependent on each other. So from that, the very nature is something dependent on each other. Therefore, we must sit together. From that, kasorda tindi chigne su ingi ingi la ena ngazu chig chiliya hedu chig den kara kim dwa.
When the situation is such, there's no point in arguing amongst ourselves,
hating to each other. So you see, it is much better we adopt a real kind attitude toward each other. This is something, you see, very important. If we adopt real kindness and accept other people's, you see, suffering and share other people's thing, then we make a common effort on the basis of, you see, human friendship. Then I think we can solve many problems. Through pressure, true threat through money, very difficult to solve. Real problems are cannot solve. For temporary basis, the chairman Mao Zedong's, you see, famous quotation that the power come from barrel of gun. Certainly, for temporary basis or temporary benefit, it is the ultimate, decision taker. If you ask someone with a gun, of course he immediately accept. That's quite nature. You see, with this sort of attitude, he will accept. But that decision definitely may not last long. You see, in here, he not satisfied, not agree. So sooner or later, he will try to react. So you see, the real solution, a permanent solution, must take from the genuine agreement. For that, you see, real understanding to each other, respectfully understanding to each other, sharing each other's, you see, same problem. From that, if we make a agreement or some solution, then that is a real solution. It can last a long. Now you see, at present moment, you see, some world leader take bold initiative, some sort of, you see, bold initiative to solve problem, not by gun, but by, you see, through peaceful means and talk as a human brother. Trying, you see. Failure, again try. Failure, again try. That sort of, you see, practice is something very good. And I always feel, you see, sometimes I felt, if the, you see, crucial decision, crucial, what do you call, or negotiate, if put in ordinary people's hand, I think they may hand better than it's just a few politicians. You see, because, you see, people have the clear, you see, recognition as a neighbor, as a friend, as a human. From that level, they can talk. They can exchange, goods and materials, and they can change their own feeling. But the politicians, sometimes, I'm not criticizing all politicians. I have a great respect for politicians. These people are very important in any case. But sometimes, you see, people make they themselves something very, remain in a something like a isolation or very thick wall. They just think just a negative side, and trying to make a decision from that viewpoint, and that's not good. Since, you see, last 20 years, I get some opportunity to, you see, to visit different places, then I can notice, you see, from this side saying something, from that side saying something. I am just a neutral, so I can feel both sides. From this side they say, that is something 100% wrong. From there they say, this is something 100% wrong. I feel 50-50. So if you, recognize the real situation, not due to unbiased feeling.
Biased feeling.
I make mistake. biased feeling. Then you see, it is actually not something, you see, not reality. It is something making imaginative problems or something like that. So through that way, it is rather difficult to solve problem. Despite their effort. See, human mind is something very strange. You see, sometimes, if we make, try to more stronger, then mind become from here, if you make a, try to make a stronger, then other people also naturally making stronger. If from this side, you see, open, gentle, is reasonable and patience, then naturally the other side also become, even if you want to show something, you see, very hard or very tough. From this side, if you make a with patience, gradually, you see, slowly. The other side also, there is a Tibetan saying,
There's a Tibetan saying that unless you have two palms, you cannot clap.
So even this, you see, want something very hard. Here, no response. No chance to this sort of, I don't know, the
clash.
Clash. So you, so this is the, now with, main thing is, now with the good motivation, or with what I call the real understand of, you see, human brothers, sisters, I think we can make a right solutions or right, we can make a, we can find a right solution to many problems. This is, I always feel, this is something. Now, another word, you see, everybody trying to minimize these wars and these things. And for that, we control arms, and you see, what do you call the, like you see, the talking about the salts, you see, very nice. But unless here, you achieve real peace, without inner peace, the outside peace is very difficult. With angry, with anger, with hatred, the achievement of real peace is very, very difficult. So things are depend on here. And also, you see, I always feel the arm business. In very recent, I heard some story in Lebanon, you see, the people are fighting, killing to each other on the street. And just next, the people are dealing with the arms, sale of arms, you see, arm trade business. Very sad thing. So this sort of thing, what is we are lacking is compassion, love. Real, you see, respect of human value. This is my first part. Now second part, though I'm time. Now the second, I would like to say something about the Asia, which we belong. Generally, many countries of East are materially backward, and great poverty, and great difficulties of economics, and overpopulations, this sort of thing. And you see, on top of these things, the large area in Asia, now you see, very, very much suffering under the different ideology. Now here, you see, I'm talking the like China, or Tibet, or Mongolia, in some large area, some large part of Soviet Union, and Korea, and the Indochina, many places in Indochina. The native people, many people are Buddhist, and the country, you see, run by communist regimes. You see, the people, because of centuries, centuries is old tradition, and Buddhism very much rooted in deep down, and also centuries, the people get benefit from Buddhist practice. So people, very difficult to forget these things. And at the same time, they must, the fact is, in reality, the country governed by a, you see, socialist government like that. So in my mind, the one country, one nation, through just one ideology, cannot solve all problems. As in the West, material progress alone not sufficient for human suffering. You see, human mind, we need, you see, the material progress as well as mental progress, this sort of thing. So, you see, as I mentioned, in this large area, ideology which mainly based on material, it cannot solve the all problem. At the moment, not much worry. The country itself very poor. But for long run, we humankind have brain that sophisticated brain that we are not satisfied just eating food and drink and shelter. We human being have need more than that. So in that respect, culture and variety of culture, and also in, you see, religion like Buddhism, I think in the future, it is something very, very necessary and very necessary, I don't know. Maybe useful. So under, so far, many people get impression that these two ideology, something is opposing to each other. So millions people suffer under this, situation. Since I was in Peking, that was 54 and 55. And particularly last 20 years, I was in India. I'm in India last 20 years. The many, quite a number of, Indian Buddhist monks, and also there's some Ceylonese, Buddhist monk, and also some Western Buddhist scholars expressing that unbiased feeling and investigate the Buddhist doctrine and some original Marxism. I'm not talking present, way of practice. Sometimes I myself, confused because, Russians accuse China, they are not a true Marxist. The Chinese say Russians, they are not true Marxist. So I do not know who is the real Marxist. So I'm speaking the original, the Marxism. Some people expressing or taking interest the similarities between the true Marxist ideology and the certain Buddhist doctrine. So I'm not going to say these two things are exactly the same or something same. No, not at all. Buddhism, always speaking, all sentient being, not only human. And also Buddhism concerning not only this life, but forever, for next life, this sort of thing. Marxism, their ideology, mainly based on the human, and also the one just mainly in material, in sense. But yet their nature, the anti-exploitation, here in Buddhism also, if you really, unbiasedly, if you investigate, the very nature of Buddhism, Buddhist doctrine, is very clearly mentioned, the anti-exploitation. you see, selfless. The ultimate, you see, preaching is self, I mean, selfishless. You see, without selfish, respect other, that sort of thing. And it seems in Mongolia, fortunately I have a chance to visit Mongolia very recent. There are some people, I think they just begin some understand about the basic teaching of Buddhism and the Marxist theory. I mean, there are some similarities, I think. So it is some indication there. So I'm trying, or I'm seriously thinking, make some sort of, you see, dialogue, the true Marxist theory and Marxist, or mainly I think socialism and Buddhism. This is just my, you see, feeling and my interest. So this is the, see, in the you see present, you see practice. In the communist, I mean, world, there are many, you see, many crises. The lacking, still, I mean, again lacking of the inner real the development. So there are many indications. There is something lacking. Despite, like Mongolia, despite, you see, the immaterially great, I mean, what call achievement after revolution. In the material sense, yet as I mentioned, you see, as a human nature, there must be some, you see, inner development. So this is my thinking and my some one field of my interest. I would like to say I thought this is better to express, because you see, sometimes some people misunderstand or misquoted. Misunderstand. I mean, recently one gentleman asked me, "Oh, you predicted that in future world become a
Somebody told His Holiness that he had predicted that in the future all the world would follow communism.
You see, just misunderstanding or misinterpretation, something like that. So I thought it is, I mean, better to express my own feeling among friends. It's complete way. Then this, I mean, I thought better to express. So this is the one thing. Then next, my main theme. But now not much time. Now here, the Tibet. Now you see, Tibet around 6 million population. When I say 6 million, that is whole Tibetan people population. When the, you see, other sides say 1.7 million, that means only central part of Tibet, only central and western part of Tibet. Sometimes Tibet divided two, you see, part, outer Tibet and inner Tibet. So you see, in outer Tibet, population 1.7 million. Now they say 1.9 million. When I say 6 million, that's the whole population. I myself belong to the northeastern part of Tibet. From inner Tibet. If inner Tibet is not a Tibetan, then I'm not a Tibetan. So like that, you see. So you see, all the, when I say 6 million Tibetan, is something all included. Now here, the real nature of Tibetan issue or Tibetan problem is not a Dalai Lama's problem. or not a problem of just 100, around 5,000 refugees. Not their problem. But problem is, inside Tibet, the people, around 6 million Tibetan people, generally speaking, not at all satisfied. Now, under the new circumstances, we Tibetans suffer very much. Now here you must notice, or you must know, in before 50, the situation in China proper and the situation in Tibet, there are great differences. In China proper, because of, you see, high population, this sort of thing, you see, and all, so you see, the people, in many places, people suffer very much. You see, the starvation, these sort of things are, sometimes due to a nature disaster, something, anyway, that sort of thing, very poor. So, after 49, the overall mainland China, I think the people's, you see, living standard and people's, people's condition are much improved. Now, in case Tibet, Tibetan case, now before 50-51, because of Tibet is, big land, small population, there was no record such as a starvation, this sort of thing, famines or starvations. But since, since recent years, since things are changing, now there are, records, the famines and starvations, such things. Starvations, such things are occurring. So generally, our situation after 50, we suffer more, we have more suffer. You see, despite, good roads and modern development, our people, in fact, the benefit is not much. So therefore, the majority of our people, including many Tibetan communists, ideologically communists, never satisfied with the present situation. So therefore, we are carrying this movement. I myself regard as a spokesman. If inside situation is really satisfied, become very reasonable, and people are happy, I have no point to argue. I will accept. Till majority of our people genuinely satisfied, I will carry, this sort of, explaining what is happening inside, I will carry this movement. So this is the real question is whether Tibetan people are satisfied or happy or not, under these circumstances, under this condition. So this is the key point. Now so far, as I mentioned, the things are never satisfied like that. But recently, since the People's Republic of China's overall policy is changing, more reasonable, more moderate, of course, which is, very good from our side, most welcome. You see, with that overall policy, their attitude toward minorities, mainly, that is mainly Mongolian, Inner Mongolians, Xinjiangs and Tibetans, particularly toward Tibetan, they also adopt a more moderate attitude. So this is the, you see, general picture. So it is changing Very good. But still too early to say definite. Since you see, now if you noticed the last year's the Chairman Hua Guofeng's speech on the first day of 10th, and this year's you see speech, there are some differences about you see emphasis. And you see sometimes they very much praise, I think last year and before, they very much praising about the great cultural revolution. Now they say the great, cultural revolution is not great, but something very big mistake. So you see, very difficult to believe. Sometimes you see, they say this is white, that is black. Next day they say, oh, this is not black, this is white. So very difficult. According our own experience, that is difficult. I am not saying this with some unrespect to China. China is our neighbor, and India also our neighbor. Long history link. We have very much respect Chinese culture, and China as our, you see, big, what to call. We have great respect Chinese people, like that. But the things are, the situation is the something like that. So at the moment, difficult to say definite, but things are changing. Now this is the situation. Then in India, we last 20 years, in respect, preservation of Tibetan identity, Tibetan culture, including Buddhism, we have done much more than insight. Now regarding various religious institutions and this sort of thing all over the world, mainly India, all over the world, about 150 different centers and monasteries, monastery schools like that. And our as I mentioned, the population around 105 to 10,000, they're mainly in India, they practically, majority of them already settled. Now regarding education, they about 20,000 Tibetan boys and girls getting education, mainly in India. The education in such our own, you see, modern education as well as you see the our own traditional, you see, education. We are trying to combine these two. This is the, and now work, we also established in India as a something our secretariat. And through through offices, some are dealing with our culture, our Buddhism, and some dealing modern education, some deal with the rehabilitation and so on like that. So this is the something complete picture of Tibet, Tibetan. So this is now time is. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Holiness, for your very interesting remarks. We have many fascinating questions and much too short a time to deal with them, so I'm going to just run through them kind of quickly, if I may, and ask you to make brief answers to them,
yes,
if you don't mind.
Yes.
First, may I ask, Your Holiness, under what criteria and conditions would you base a return to Lhasa? A similar question, would you be willing to meet soon with Vice Premier Deng to discuss the future of Tibet?
Now, first question, as I mentioned already, if things are really satisfied, I myself convinced, then certainly I will return. Then second,
would you be willing to meet soon with Vice Premier Deng to discuss the future?
We have a dialogue with People's Republic of China. Now we will see.
Do you believe that Mao and subsequent Chinese regimes have been, on balance, beneficial to the Chinese people?
I think I already mentioned before, you see, something like that.
Thank you. Is the Buddhist doctrine of nonviolence an effective and realistic response to political aggression and war? Did it help Tibet?
In Tibetan case, it's something different, you see. We are a very weak nation. So this is something different. But theoretically, the Buddhism believe non-violence. At the same time, under exceptional circumstances, if there is no other alternative, and under such circumstances, with good motivation, with complete altruism, with that motivation and good reason about result, then violence will be permissible. Mm-hmm. So this is the answer.
More questions on reincarnation, I'm sure, in the history of these clubs than ever. What is the meaning of reincarnation? Are all persons reincarnated or only spiritual leaders? Does any degree of memory pass in reincarnation?
Now, you see, unless we make several class to study about rebirth theory, very difficult to explain the reincarnation theory. explanation is something like this. The Buddhists believe the rebirth, the continuation of rebirth, whether you believe or not, rebirth is some fact. This is we believe. Now, generally, people rebirth due to our own, karmic force. First, if you do not know karma, then again difficult.
Past action.
Due to past action. Now, in case reincarnation, the people who have developed such a mental power or mental qualification that he can control his next birth and he can choose where born, which place, or where, when, that sort of thing. So that we usually call reincarnation. And you see some, among you see child, you see small, I mean, small, I mean, what do you call the child, there are several, I mean, there are, many stories and many, fact, the clear remembrance about past life, including myself, I think. Yes.
Your Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, we have time but for one more question. After it has been asked and answered, this meeting will be adjourned. Before that, however, we want to thank you very much for your interesting remarks, including the subject of Tibet and China, here before an overflow crowd of the Commonwealth Club and the World Affairs Council in the Imperial Ballroom of the Hilton Hotel and Ballroom in San Francisco. Your remarks will be published and distributed to the 14,000 members of the Commonwealth Club in their weekly bulletin and broadcast over many of that club's 110 subscribing radio stations. As His Holiness is under an extremely tight time schedule, we request that the audience remain seated until the head table departs after his response to this final question, which is, having now completed over half of your trip covering 22 U.S. cities in 7 weeks, have there been any great surprises to you about Americans thus far?
No particular surprise, but I enjoy very much.
Great.
And wherever I go, people's face, full smile, full friendly atmosphere, that's I enjoy very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Marvelous remark. Thank you very much.
Right out, I think. Thank you so much.